Okay, this story is for William, but of course Lauren can listen if she wants to. But this is part two of the Squeaky Toy Robot. Now, if you remember in the last story, Squeaky Toy Robot had been developed by Mr. Ningyoshi-san, who is a master robot maker in Japan. And he introduced his little robot, which was a Ningyo robot. Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot was his name for him. And he had put him into a competition and won the Outstanding World-Class Neurological Roboticist Award because his little robot was so clever. But if you remember, he had to keep him out of the hands of Mr. Kusumono-san. Mr. Kusumono-san wanted to reverse engineer the little robot to find out what made him tick. So what Mr. Ningyoshi-san did was he presented the robot to Dr. Talltale, who was running the conference, and said, "Dr. Talltale, you can have this robot." Well, Dr. Talltale is Timothy Thomas Tobias Talltale. No, that's 3T. His Timothy Tyler Taylor Talltale, PhD. That's Dr. Talltale. And he took the robot home with him. But on the trip home, he watched the crate that had the robot in it fall off the conveyor belt. So what happened? Well, back at home in the United States, the little son of Dr. Talltale, or Timothy Tyler Taylor Talltale, PhD, is Timothy Thomas Tobias Talltale. All these T's make my heart spin. But Timothy Thomas Tobias Talltale would prefer to be called 3T. So that's what all his friends called him. Now, 3T was a very adventurous and vigorous 10-year-old. And you know, like all 10-year-olds, he rode his bike too fast, and he sort of got into trouble sometimes, and he wouldn't clean up his room when his mother told him to, and his parents tried to get him to study hard and do his homework, and all the other stuff that 10-year-olds do or don't do. But he was a very, very curious and bright young man. And when he received the text on his iPhone that his father was coming home from Japan and bringing him a present, he was so excited. You know why? Because his father, Dr. Timothy Tyler Taylor Talltale, PhD, traveled all around the world as part of his engineering profession, and he always brought back a cool toy for Timothy Thomas Tobias Talltale, or 3T. He'd brought back animals from, or wooden animals, but big, huge animals from Africa, and he'd brought back toys from the Middle East and from Europe and from South America, and he brought back things from China and from Malaysia and from Indonesia. 3T couldn't even believe what his father would bring home to him from Japan. So he was so excited. Then they got a call from the airport that his plane was landing and he'd be out in a little bit. So his mother packed him into the car and drove him to the airport and picked up his father, who was just coming in from Japan. And we got the luggage. His father threw in his suitcase, and he threw in his backpack, and then he took two long boxes. These boxes were 4 feet long, and they were 2 feet high, and they were covered with Japanese lettering. And he said, "This is for you, Timmy Tommy Toby." 3T hated that name. Hated that name, Timmy Tommy Toby. Give me a break. But that's what his father delighted in calling him. And they rode home. But his father would not say a word till they got home. Well, when they did, 3T was all excited. "What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Come on, tell me, Daddy, what's in the box?" Well, Dr. Talltale said, "Let's see." And they opened the seals, and they opened the box, which was very cleverly constructed to look almost like a little wardrobe box. And they opened up the box, and they took out the styrofoam, which really wasn't styrofoam. It was a high-grade, collision-proof plastic. And they pulled out the box and looked inside. And yes, one corner of the box was a little bit dinged and dented and whacked, but inside was the Ningyo robot. And Dr. Talltale said, "Timmy Tommy Toby, I want to introduce to you Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot." 3T said, "Huh? What? Ningyo? What's Ningyo?" "Well, it is the most advanced robot in the world, and he was designed to help out little boys like you." And 3T said, "Really?" Well, inside the box was the little Ningyo robot. Now, the Ningyo robot was only a meter high. That's 39 inches, or 3 feet plus. So he was smaller than 3T. and he was very graceful. He looked Japanese, he had black hair, and he was dressed in a Japanese workman's outfit. He had coveralls and a t-shirt and sneakers, and he looked like he was just ready to go to work. And in his hand, he had a book. "Well, let's get this robot out." So his dad reached in and pulled the robot out and stood him up and said, "Oh, I know. Here's why he's not running." And he reached under his tummy and he started to wind him up. Because, as you know, the Ningyo robot has to be wound up to run. And Dr. Talltale was saying, "That's right. I remember Mr. Ningyoshi-san telling me that this little robot has to be wound up because he hasn't invented his solar energy hat yet. But when he does, he'll send it and our little robot can wear that hat and then he won't need to be wound up." So he wound up the robot. And he pressed the on switch, and the robot's eyes opened, his eyebrows went up, he looked around, he smiled, and then you know what he did? Something very Japanese. He bowed. Bowed. And then he stood straight up, and he handed the book to Dr. Talltale. Well, Dr. Talltale said, "Well, what is this?" He looked at the book. It was completely in Japanese. He didn't know what it read. And 3T said, "Oh, that must be the instruction manual. But, we can't read it." Well, fortunately, in the instruction manual, there were pictures. And the pictures sort of gave them an idea of what the Ningyo robot was about and how to turn them on, which they did very successfully. And so Dr. Talltale said, Tommy Toby, I want to present to you the Atsuki Ningyo robot. Ayatsuri Ningyo robot. Got to get his name right. And he is going to be ours for a couple of months while we run him through some tests. And then we're going to report back to Mr. Ningyoshi-san all about our results." And the robot looked at Dr. Talltale, and the robot looked at 3T. And Dr. Talltale said, "Little Ningyo robot, I'm letting my son have you as his toy." Well, he was a Ningyo robot. He wasn't a toy. But he looked at 3T. And he winked his eye, and he wrinkled his eyebrows, because remember, his talking switch was off. He couldn't say any words. He wrinkled his eyebrows, and he took a step towards 3T to shake his hand. And squeak! What was that? He stopped. He looked around. He moved his knee again. Squeak! He had a squeak. It was a squeak in his knee. The squeak must have come when the box hit the ground. "Oh, no," Dr. Talltale said. "He's got a squeak. Oh, no, we got to do something about it." 3T looked at him and said, "Squeaky! It's my squeaky toy robot!" His father said, No, he's an Ayatsuri Ningyo robot." 3T didn't even listen to him. He said, "Squeaky! You're my squeaky toy robot! Woohoo!" And then he looked in his manual. He looked at the manual, and then he saw a picture of a man, probably Mr. Ningyoshi-san, with an oil can, and he was oiling places on the robot. And 3T said, "I wonder if we have to oil his knee." And so he went rummaging through the box. He said, "What's in the other box? Maybe they have an oil can in that other box." So they did. They opened up the other box. And you know what was in that second box? Apparel, meaning clothes, meaning stuff. Because they couldn't send the Ningyo robot out without having everything he needed. So there were some shorts and lots of shirts and some long pants. And he had another pair of sneakers and some sandals and some boots and some shoes. And he had tabis, which are little socks for sandals because they have the toe in them and you can have your sandals. And then they had sandals. And then they had a total Japanese kimono outfit for the little toy robot, in case you wanted a little Japanese robot running around. And they had all sorts of things, hats and gloves, and it was total. And down the bottom was a little toolkit. And in the toolkit were wrenches and screwdrivers and a little can of oil. And 3T said, "Oh, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, I can help his knee." And he went behind his knee, and he found a little place where he could put the oil can in, and he went squish, and he oiled the little robot's knee. And the robot stood up, picked his knee up, put his knee down, took a step. There was no squeak. Oh, for joy, no more squeakies from the robot. But he had his name, Squeaky Toy Robot, and that's what 3T loved. So they all went to dinner. Well, the little Ningyo robot, because he was going to now belong to 3T, stood right behind 3T's chair. And they ate their dinner. They all were happy. They were talking about it. Dr. Talltale told the family everything that had gone on in Japan. Oh, how much fun it was, all about the contest. And they finished dinner. And then his mother, well, this is Mrs. Talltale, and she would not abide any foolishness. She looked at 3T and said, 3T, it's your turn to wash the dishes tonight. And 3T said, oh, Mom, I don't want to wash the dishes. 3T, you get in there and wash the dishes, or I'll give you a spank on the butt. Well, as soon as the little Ningyo robot heard this, he said, oh my goodness, I cannot let my master come to harm. I have to help him out. So you know what he did? He bowed really low, and then he walked around the table picking up all the dishes, and he walked into the kitchen. Well, Dr. Talltale looked at his wife, and she looked at him, and they raised their eyebrows and said, huh? And little 3T said, huh? Then they heard the water going. And then they heard someone scrubbing. And the mother looked at 3T and said, you get in there and see what's going on. Dr. Talltale said, I think I'm going to go in and see what's going on. And they all walked into the kitchen. And guess what they saw? They saw the little Ningyo robot, squeaky toy robot, standing up to his elbows in soapy water, hot water, washing the dishes as fast as you can guess. And then he wasn't putting them in the rack to dry. You know how you let them drip dry? No, he was taking each dish, and as soon as it came out under the hot water, he was drying it off and putting it away. And he was moving so fast, they couldn't believe it. Zoop, 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 wash, 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 dry, 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 zoop, 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 zoop. Everything was done. And then he started sweeping the kitchen. Oh my goodness, he's sweeping the kitchen. And he swept the kitchen up. Then he looked at the three, and he bowed low, and he winked his eye, and then he walked over to 3T, and he patted him on the back. That was Squeaky Toy Robot trying to say, it's okay, I did your chores, you won't get in trouble now. So they went back into the living room, and the mother looked at 3T, and she said, well, 3T, you were in luck to have that robot do the dishes. But you're not going to be so lucky now. You have to clean your room before you go to bed because it's a school day tomorrow. And 3T said, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, Mom, I don't want to clean up my room. Yes, you must. So 3T looked at Squeaky Toy and said, hey, Squeaky, Squeaky, go clean my room. Oh, well, that was like, how rude. He's a guest. He's just a little robot. You can't make him do your chores. Well, Squeaky was already gone at that point. Nobody could see him. Oh, and his father. Well, Dr. Talltale had a temper sometimes, and he said, oh, I can't believe you're telling your mother you're not going to clean your room. You, Timothy Thomas Tobias Talltale? Well, 3T knew as soon as his long name came out, he was in trouble. You get in your room and you clean it. He said, okay, Dad. And he walked down the hall to clean his room, and he opened the door, and what do you think he saw? Oh, he saw a little squeaky toy robot, this fabulous Ningyo robot, rushing around the room cleaning it. He had all these toys that he'd gotten from around the world. He was putting them up on shelves, putting them on bureaus. He had the bed unmade on the ground with all the sheets. And he grabbed the sheets and he ran into the washing machine, put them in the washing machine, took new sheets out, came back and made the bed as fast as you can guess. All of the Legos came up off the floor and they were in the Lego box. How did you do that so fast? 3T was really flummoxed. How did you do that so fast? And little toy robot just looked at him and he twinkled his eyes and he raised his eyebrows. He gave a big grin and he bowed. Ooh. And they all went back to the living room. And his father said, Timothy Thomas Tobias, what are you doing back here so quickly? But Dad, my room's clean. Nonsense. It takes you at least an hour and a half to even pick up the books on the floor and your clothes. What do you mean it's clean? So his mother said, I'll check it out. And she walked down the hall. Well, the little Ningyo robot had even gotten the vacuum out and vacuumed the rug. She looked in and she said, oh my. Oh my. Oh my. All the toys are picked up. All the toys are away. All the Legos are picked up. I've never seen this room this clean. Oh my goodness, all his clothes are in the clothes basket. And the bed's just been made and it's fluffed up. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this. And she walked back. She sat down in the chair. She looked at Dr. Talltale and said, Timothy, what did you bring home from Japan? And Dr. Talltale said, well, I just brought home a little Ayatsuri Ningyo robot. Well, they just could not believe that this robot was so smart and so fast and so happy-go-lucky that it would do all this work that everybody groaned, oh, I don't want to do it, and just did it right up. And there it was. Well, that's how the evening went. Then it got dark. It got time for Tim for 3T to go to bed. His mother said, 3T, you have to go to bed. Oh, can I have a story? So Dr. Talltail came in and he told him a story. And you know what kind of story he told him? He told him a strong bone story. Can you believe that? And then 3T said, oh, I can't believe I have this great little toy. Oh, my squeaky toy robot. And he climbed under the covers. He was so excited. He thought he'd never get to sleep. But before he knew it, he was sound asleep. It was so exciting that evening. The little toy robot looked around. He walked over to one of the shelves. And he stood next to it. And he just stopped. And you know what happened then? All the toys started asking him questions. Hey, you, where did you come from? Hey, you, who are you? What did you do? What did you to get here? Where are you from? Are you from someplace we've never been? Because all these toys had come from elsewhere around the world. They hadn't come through the toy shop downtown. And so they wanted to know where this new toy had come from because, frankly, they were all kind of jealous that he was getting all the attention. The squeaky looked at him. But you know what? His talk button was turned off, so he couldn't say a word. He just looked at him, and then he raised his eyebrows, and he winked his eyes, and he bowed to them. Well, that is part two of Squeaky Toy Robot, and that's how 3T met Squeaky Toy for the first time, and how the Ayatsuri Ningyo robot got his name, Squeaky. So, next time around, I will tell you the next story of what happens to Squeaky Toy Robot and 3T and his friends and what adventures they get into and how they learn about the toy shop witch and what happens next. So, I will tell this story another time. I hope you have a wonderful sleep. You go to sleep so you can hear another one and just give your little sister a kiss and say good night. Love you, William. Love you, Lauren. Love you, Kira.